بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to our 38th session of Understand Quran. We start with hadith here first. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhuma reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands the Muslims are safe. A Muslim is the one from whose hands and tongue, or tongue and hands, the other Muslims are safe. And a Muhajir, emigrant, is the one who refrains from what Allah has forbidden." A Muhajir is the one who refrains from what Allah has forbidden, or who has made hijrah from all the evil things or bad things, or what Allah has forbidden. Alright, we come to spoken Arabic. In the last class, in spoken Arabic, what did we learn? Very good. Narakum ala khair. Narakum, nara, we see, kum, you, ala khair, on good. So, I mean, see you when you are good. That's what it means, or in good condition. And if you want to ask when, what is the word?
Mata.
Mata is when. Okay? And today we will say Nabda'u dars al-yawm. Nabda'u means we start. Bada'a means started. Bada'a, started. Nabda'u, we start. Dars al-yawm, dars al-yawm, today's lesson. Dars means lesson. Al-yawm, today. نبدأ درس اليوم. درس اليوم. We will start today's lesson. يوم. Okay. And if you want to say yesterday, it is أمس. أمس اليوم, and tomorrow is غد or غدا. غدا. بكرة is almost slang. Okay. I think so. So أمس اليوم. And غدًا. أمس, yesterday, اليوم, today, and غدًا, tomorrow. Okay? Alright, so we come to the grammar. In grammar, in the last class, we studied آمَنَ. But to put the فَعْلَ table in perspective. Okay. Let me put the فَعْلَ table in perspective. You see, we have studied with the, we started with the basic type, which is fa'ala, yaf'alu, if'al, fa'il, maf'ul, fa'al. This is the basic type, type number one. From 2 till 10, we said these verbs involve extra letters. So the second type is fa'ala, yufa'ilu, فاعل مفاعل مفاعل تفعيل. This is called باب تفعيل, the chapter of تفعيل. Okay, this is the second type, and the example we gave was of كذبة or سبحة. سبحة, making تسبيح of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Just remember the تسبيح. سبحة, يسبح, سبح, مسبح, مسبح, تسبيح. And the third type was فاعل, with an extra alif there, fa'ala, and the example was jahada. Jahada, yujahidu, jahid, mujahid, mujahad, mujahada. This is bab mufa'ala, the chapter of mufa'ala. This is the third type. Okay, the fourth type was af'ala. Af'ala, yuf'ilu, af'il, muf'il, muf'al, if'al, bab if'al, the chapter of if'al, the fourth type. Fourth type. And the example was akhraja. Kharaja, he came out. Akhraja, he brought out. Nazala, he came down. Anzala, he brought down. Okay? So akhraja, yukhriju, akhrij, mukhrij, mukhraj, ikhraj. And on that pattern, we had studied in the last class amana. Okay, among other things, we studied akhraja, aslama, ashraka, anzala, adalla, arada, ara, and amana and ata. Okay, So let us repeat Amana. Amana, Amanu. Amanta, Amantum. Amantu, Amanna. Yu'minu, Yu'minuna. Tu'minu, Tu'minuna. Uminu, Nu'minu. Amin, Aminu. لا تؤمن لا تؤمنوا مؤمن مؤمن إيمان okay that was about amana and also we practiced ata ata means gave atu zaka give zaka ata means came ata is give ata atau Ataita ataitum. Ataitu ataina. Yu'ti yu'tuna. Tu'ti tu'tuna. Uti nu'ti. Ati atu. La tu'ti la tu'tu. Mu'ti mu'ta ita. Okay, and today we will learn the fifth type, which is tafa'ala. Okay, tafa'ala. Fifth type is tafa'ala. So let us repeat. Let's do the practice first. Tafa'ala, tafa'alu. Tafa'alta, tafa'altum. Tafa'altu, tafa'alna. يتفعلوا يتفعلون تتفعلوا تتفعلون أتفعلوا نتفعلوا You see, when there are extra letters in the basic form, you just carry those extra letters through all these patterns. Okay? We got تفعل, so we are carrying it all over. Everywhere. Okay. تفعل تفعلوا لا تتفعل لا تتفعلوا متفاعل متفاعل تفاعل متفاعل متفاعل تفاعل And the example is تذكر Okay تفعل has no I think no meaning because it is a structure just to show that this is one of the structure and tadakkara means he received admonition he learned a lesson he received admonition okay tadakkara tadakkara okay he received admonition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have revealed this book kitaban anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayati so that they ponder tadabbara is also the same on the same pattern. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ And so that people of understanding receive admonition, receive lessons from this Quran. So تَذَكَّرَ is to receive admonition. Okay? تَذَكَّرَ تَذَكَّرُ تَذَكَّرْتَ تَذَكَّرْتُمْ تَذَكَّرْتُ تَذَكَّرْنَا يَتَذَكَّرُ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ تَتَذَكَّرُ تَتَذَكَّرُونَ أَتَذَكَّرُ نَتَذَكَّرُ تذكر تذكروا لا تتذكر لا تذكروا متذكر متذكر تذكر okay and remember I think if you remember this form with respect to Quran it will be easy Quran is revealed so that people make tafakkur think and tadabbur ponder and tadhakkur to receive admonition, to take lessons from it so that they improve and they implement it in their life. So, tadakkur, tafakkur, sorry, tafakkur, tadabbur, tadakkur. Tafakkur, tadabbur, and tadakkur. Okay? Quran is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we make tafakkur, to think over, tadabbur, to ponder, and tadakkur is to receive admonition. Take lessons from the Quran and then implement it in one's life as a result.
Two words into the same meaning, isn't it?
Almost. Yeah, almost. Okay.
This verb type 5 is
there is different
verb type 2 except this part.
That's a very good observation. Actually, fa'ala, fa'ala. Fa'ala is first, fa'ala is second, fa'ala is third. And fourth is af'ala, tafa'ala, just add ta to it, and tafa'ala, another ta to it. Okay? So, first three are fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'ala. The next three will be af'ala, tafa'ala, tafa'ala. So, fa'ala, fa'ala, tafa'ala, tafa'ala. So, ta-ta, add ta-ta, and these are the extra two forms. And to fa, just add alif, it will be fourth form. Af'ala. Okay? It's a very good observation. Okay. Now we go to the Quran. In the last class, we studied the last verses of Surah Al-Hashr. Okay? So I will read the verses and inshallah you will translate. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله.
He is Allah.
الذي هو توانه لا إله إلا هو. There is no God except He. عالم الغيب والشهادة عالم the knower الغيب والسين والشهادة and the seen and the witnessed هو الرحمن الرحيم he is most gracious most merciful هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو it is repetition he is Allah the one there is no God except he which means whom there is no God except but he هو الملك he is the king القدوس the holy السلام the perfect or the giver of peace المؤمن the giver of security المهيمن overseer العزيز Almighty, Al-Jabbar, the compeller, Al-Mutakabbir, the superior, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, or Allah is pure, Amma, above what? Above all that, Yushrikun, they associate, Ashraka, Yushrikun, Yushrikun, okay? Wallahu Al-Khaliq Al-Bari Al-Musawwir Lahu Al-Asma'u Al-Husna يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم هو الله is Allah الخالق the creator البارئ the inventor المصور the fashioner له for him or to him belongs either you say for him or to him belongs الأسماء the names الحسنى The best ones. To him belongs the best names. Yusabbihu glorifies or declares his purity. Lahu for him ma fis samawat. Whatever is in the heavens wal ard and the earth. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim. And he is almighty. And al-hakim means all wise. All wise. Alright, today we will study the first three verses which are generally recited, three verses which are generally recited in the beginning of Khutbah al-Jum'ah. Okay? The first, you know, and it's not only in Khutbah al-Jum'ah but in Khutbah al-Nikah in the marriage ceremony also this is recited. So these verses are commonly recited. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. This is the first verse from Surah Al-Baqarah. I mean, one of the verses which is recited in Jum'ah. It is verse number 102 from Surah Al-Baqarah. What's the meaning here? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ya ayyuha, O you. Like Ya ayyuha al-kafirun. Alladhina, those who amanu, have believed. Ittaqullah, fear Allah. Haqqa tuqatihi, the right of his fear. Haqq means the right. Or as he should be feared. Okay? Haqqa tuqatihi actually means the right of his fear. I mean, you should fear fulfilling the right of his fear. Or briefly or simply put, it is haqqa tuqatihi as he should be feared. But you know the meaning. Haqqa means the right. Tuqatihi, his fear. Okay? Fulfilling the right of his fear. You should fear in a way that you fulfill the right of his fear. Or as he should be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ And never die. Actually, تَمُوتُ means you die. تَمُوتُنَ You all die. تَمُوتُنَّ Whenever there is أَنَّ comes in the last, it emphasizes never ever die. Don't ever die. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ Never die and die not. Or you should never die, illa except wa antum muslimun, when you are Muslims, or as Muslims. And you are Muslims, don't die, but and you are Muslim. That means as Muslims. Wa antum muslimun, wa means and, antum is you, and muslimun, Muslims. But wa here is wa haliya, which shows the condition. That is, you should never die. Except as Muslims. What does this mean? That means, first of all, whatever ittaqullah means, whatever Allah has prohibited us from, we should not do those things. And whatever Allah has ordered, we should do those things. Whether like in prayer, in fasting, not only in worship, in the matter of worship, but also in the matter of morals, ethics, manners, and also in terms of dealings, in economy, not taking interest, not cheating, or in the matter of politics or governance, everywhere. Wherever Allah has prescribed the rule, and Allah has given us the rules for the whole of the life. So, fear Allah doesn't mean only praying and sticking oneself to his house and not bothering about other things. No. It means fearing Allah in all spheres of life. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ And also doing أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ نَهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Everything is included here. Okay, and another thing is, what does it mean? To say, don't die except as Muslims, that means always, every time, in any area of your life, you should always be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in your house, or in the market, or in the office, or in the governance, wherever you are, you should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a saying that as you live, you will die. And as you die, you will be raised up. Or in a condition, suppose a person, you know, dies remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be raised up on the day of judgment, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person dies drinking or doing bad things, he will be raised up on the day of judgment, doing those things. So it's very important. So what it means simply is the whole life should be completely according to Islam. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter into Islam completely. Okay, so let us practice this. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Haqqa tuqatih, as he should be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ And never die. إِلَّا Except وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And you are Muslims. Or as Muslims. O you who believed, fear Allah. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ As he should be feared. Let's read up to that.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ
حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ
Yeah. Yeah, you, O you, Allajina, those who amanu,
believed, ittaqullah, fear Allah,
haqqa tuqati, the right of his fear,
or as he should be feared. Okay.
Who have believed, the fear of Allah,
fear Allah
as
he should be feared.
Okay.
ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ولا تموتن, and don't ever die or never die. إلا except وأنتم مسلمون, as Muslims, and don't die except as Muslims.
ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ولا and never. ولا تموتن and never die. إلا
except
وأنتم مسلمون. You became Muslim.
And you are Muslims.
You are
Muslim. Yeah, as Muslims.
Yeah, and never die except as a Muslim.
Okay. And you know, the most important thing is, if a person spends his whole life according to Islam, his death also will come in a state of Islam, in a state where he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when he can say La ilaha illallah before he dies. The saying of La ilaha illallah at the time of death is for the one who spends his life according to Islam. It is not mere knowledge. Okay, we go to another verse which is also recited in Surah in Khutbah al-Jum'ah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa wattaqullaha alladhi tasaaluna bihi wal arham innallaha kana alaykum raqiba. Ya ayyuhan nas,
O
mankind, ittaqu, fear rabbakum, your lord, alladhi, the one who خَلَقَكُمْ, created you, مِنْ, from, نَفْسٍ
وَاحِدَةٍ,
one soul or single soul. وَخَلَقَ, that is from Adam, وَخَلَقَ, and created, مِنْهَا, from her, which is نَفْس. نَفْس is feminine gender in Arabic, that's why it is مِنْهَا, from that soul, from it. زَوْجَهَا, its mate. Zawj is mate, spouse. Yes. Its mate. Wabatha. Batha means dispersed. Dispersed. Minhuma, from the two of them. From both. You see, minhu, from him. Minhuma, from those two. And minhum, plural, from them all. Actually, we have not covered dual, but now you can see in the context and you can learn it quickly. Minhu, minhuma, from both of them. Rijalan, men. Rajul is man and rijalan is men. Kathiran, many. Kathir. Wanisa'a, and women. Okay. Imra'atun is woman and nisa'a is women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah. الَّذِي, the one who, تَسَاءَلُونَ. تَسَاءَلُونَ is from تَفَاعَلَ. You ask one another. سَوَال. You ask one another, بِهِ, in his name. Okay? Or through him. That is, الَّذِي تَسَالُمَ بِهِ, through whom you ask one another. What does it mean? You know, we say, for God's sake, please do it. Or in the name of Allah, please do it. For Allah's sake, please do it. Or give me my right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَالُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, and the wombs. And the meaning here is, and the relatives. The wombs. وَارْحَامِ is womb. Womb is the belly of the mother in which, you know, a child is formed. womb. Okay? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ indeed Allah كَانَ is عَلَيْكُمْ over you رَقِيبًا an observer. رَقِيبًا an observer. And what does it mean? First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear of your Lord who has created you from a single soul. So all of us are, none of us should feel superior to the rest. Whatever your race, your color, religion, I mean, your anything is. As far as mankind is there, everyone is created equal. Okay? فِي النَّفْسِ وَاحِدَةً. So there should be no superiority. And the next thing is, not only that we should not feel superior, but we should love each other because we are of the same parents. We are, in a sense, brothers and sisters. Our father and mother is the same. So we should love each other. This is another message. And the third thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fear Allah, in whose name you ask one another. Through whom you ask one another. And also fear the wombs. What it means is fear the relationships. That means fulfill the conditions or fulfill, you know, the obligations to your relatives. All your maternal and paternal relatives. You know, here initially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all people should be nice to all the human or mankind and give special consideration to your relatives. Okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah is over you and observer. So let us practice this. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O mankind, اتَّقُوا, fear رَبَّكُمْ, your Lord. O mankind, fear your Lord.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم. الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. الذي, the one who خلقكم, created you من نفس واحدة, from a single soul, one soul. The one who created you from a single soul.
الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. الذي, the one who خلقكم, created you mean from nafsin soul or the single, the one who created you from single soul.
وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. وَخَلَقَ and created, مِنْهَا from it, زَوْجَهَا its mate, and created from it its mate.
وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَسَّ.
That's زَوْجَهَا. From it, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. وَبَثَّ and dispersed مِنْهُمَا, from both of them, رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا, many men, وَنِسَاءً and women, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And dispersed from both of them many men and women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ and fear Allah. الَّذِي, the one who, تَسَاءَلُونَ, you ask one another, بِهِ in, I mean, through him. So through whom you ask one another, and fear Allah through whom you ask one another, وَالْأَرْحَامِ and the wombs. والأرحام.
واتقوا الله and fear Allah, الذي, one who, تساعدنا, you ask one another, through him,
والأرحام.
والأرحام and the wombs and rivers. Mm-hmm. And fear Allah, through him you ask one another and you rivers.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah, كَانَ, is عَلَيْكُمْ, over you, رَقِيبًا, an observer. Indeed Allah is over you, an observer.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah, كَانَ, is عَلَيْكُمْ, over you, رَقِيبًا, an observer. Indeed Allah is over you, an observer.
All right. And let's come to the third verse, which is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, oh you who believed, fear Allah. وَقُولُوا, say, قَوْلًا, words or saying, say the saying, which means say, what? Sadida? Sadida is maybe one meaning is straight, and here the translation is of appropriate justice. Just. Just. And straight also is there. Straight. We will come there. Qulu qawlan sadida. Say, you know, just words or of. Of appropriate, words of appropriate justice, or of words of justice, or straight also. And what will Allah do as a result? If you do that, yuslih lakum a'malakum. Yuslih means from islah. Aslaha yuslih. Aslaha yuslih. Make islah, make amendment. Wayaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Wayaghfir lakum, and forgive you, dhunubakum, your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, وَمَنْ, and whoever, يُطِعِ اللَّهَ, obeys Allah, وَرَسُولَهُ, and His Messenger, فَ, then, قَدْ, certainly, verily, فَازَ, has attained, فَوْزًا, attainment. فَازَ فَوْزًا, that means he has attained a real attainment. As عَظِيمَ, a great attainment. That's the expression in Arabic. Where you have it is related to Faizun, the successful. It is also, he has attained, he has truly achieved a great success, you can say that. Okay, so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we control our tongue and say words of appropriate justice, or just words, or straight words, that means do not lie, do not break anybody's heart. Think before you say, and say just things, then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do? He will correct our actions and forgive our sins. So this will be reflected in our actions. We start from tongue. And ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then he has attained a great attainment, or he's really achieved success. Let's practice this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of justice, or straight words.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا
Fear Allah, not fear of Allah. Fear Allah. Ittaqu, it is the order. Ittaqu. Ittaqi, ittaqu. Okay. You see, taqwallah means fear of Allah. But ittaqullah, fear Allah. It's an order. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Yuslih lakum, he will amend for you a'malakum, your deeds, wa yaghfir lakum, and forgive you your sins. Dhunubakum, your sins. He will amend for you your deeds and forgive you your sins.
يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. يُسْلِحْ
He will amend lakum for you, amarakum your deeds, waqsim lakum and forgive you your zunubakum your sins.
Okay. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ومن whoever يطع الله obeys Allah ورسوله and his messenger and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger
ومن
يطع الله
ورسوله قال هذا
no that's رسوله you can stop there وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَا is and مَنْ
whoever
obeys
Allah and وَا and رَسُولُهُ and his messenger
and whoever obeys Allah فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا فَقَدْ then indeed Faza has attained or became successful. Fawzan azima with a great success or great attainment. Then certainly he has attained a great attainment. That means he really attained something great. Then indeed
Faza has attained Fawzan azima great success. And then indeed he have achieved attained a great success.
Okay. So, with this we stop the session and remember that most important part is that we have tafakkur, tadabbur and tadhakkur. The fifth style, the fifth type of word. But that is the message, that's the purpose of revelation as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should make tafakkur and tadabbur and tadhakkur. Take lessons from it. And what we have covered are the three important verses which are recited almost in every khutbah of Jumu'ah. And it's like a weekly reminder. And they contain very important messages like we should never die except as Muslims. And also respect and fulfill the rights towards humanity and especially our relatives and take care of our tongue. Stop here. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.